The news can be difficult, sometimes disturbing. Well, now KUOW has a way to help us process these stories. We call it News Poet. A Pacific Northwest poet writes an original piece inspired by one of our stories. And today we're revisiting one of our tougher ones, about the last man to be put to death by Washington State. One of our reporters witnessed that execution in 2010, and that inspired writer Rhonda Broach. Her poem is titled No Time for Apologies.
I am too far removed to sing your song, too far from the motel room, the threads you used to tie her to the bed, the woman you met that morning in an act of sabotage, her tire flat. And maybe as we bumble through our lives, we appease the kindness of others. And I regret I sometimes lack compassion, even in night's stillness, for the brutal weak. Can find for you no feeling of mercy, you gurney-strapped in the chamber's sterile light. And when you gaze in our direction, I find no empathy. For this, I confess I'm sorry. No piercing longing to let you live. Resignation covers you like the prison orange jumpsuit, green sheet pulled up to your chin, leather straps buckled over body, feet, assurance this is it, the final act, 90-second life review before the curtain drops and we are left to move through the fog into some kind of complicated grace.